wanted to talk to you today about three reasons why you are not seeing the results in your business yet. And I emphasize the yet because you are on your way. I believe in you and I know that you can do it. If God placed this desire on your heart, then it is on your it is on its way to you. So it's time that you start believing and you look within and you start shining that inner confidence that I know that you have. So the number one reason that you're not seeing success in your business is
you're not clear on what you do, you're not clear who your client is, you're not clear on your offers, and you're most certainly not clear on your pricing. You're not clear on your values, you're not clear on, you have no clarity. So if someone was to come to you today and say, hey, I want to work with you, and you can't know, A, is this my client for me? Am I going to enjoy working with this person? Right there, lack of clarity. If you can't tell them, hey, this is how you sign up with me, this is the packages I have, and this is the prices that I have, lack of clarity. If you don't know where your customers are going to be coming from, lack of clarity, lack of clarity, lack of clarity. That is the number one reason. So the second top reason that you are not seeing results in your business is indecision. You have not fully decided that you want to do this. You think you want to do it, but you have not fully committed to doing what it is that you're doing. And that is really going to be the downfall of your business, because you can have lack of clarity. You can have crystal clear clarity in your business and what it is that you do. But if part of you within has not fully decided that this is what I'm doing and I'm fully committed, like say, for example, with COVID right now, a lot of us are running our businesses and we're unemployed and we have the option of going back to work. So this is a lot of indecision where I know a few of you are right now, where you don't know if you fully want to do your business because you have the other boat. You have not fully burnt your boat. Me, I fully burnt my boat because I've made too much and the government's like, hey, we're not going to pay you anymore. So this is my only option. I am fully committed. I am fully decided. I have no indecision in my life, in my business anymore. I know this is the plan for me. This is the God for me. This is the plan that God has for me. And like I said, if God placed this desire in your heart, if you can't stop thinking about it, that is your purpose. That is your purpose. So it is time that you decide and you start laying your cards down and you go, this is the only decision for me. And I'm ready. I'm committed. I'm ready to do the work. I'm ready to get uncomfortable. No matter what it takes, I'm willing to do the work. And I trust myself. I believe in myself. I have the confidence and I'm ready to be bold and courageous and just do the thing. So impatience is step number three, not step number three, because they're not steps. I don't want you to go through these steps. It's not like, hey, I have to do all these to, not steps. So the third reason that you're not seeing success in your business is you're being impatient. You are being impatient. We live in a world where we want microwave results. We want results instantly. We want to wake up and be an overnight success. We want to wake up and know that everything is working out for us. Our clients are messaging us with effort. I just can't today. I can't. Like, what is up with this today? Oh my goodness. Okay. Ooh, breathe. Ooh. We're going to do this. We got this. All right. So you want microwave results. Oh my God. Oh, I'm having an episode here. I don't know what's going on with me. I just want to laugh all day. It's one of those days. I can't speak. I just want to laugh and fill the joy. I don't know. Okay, breathe. Okay, I hope you're laughing with me. Anyways, so what is going on? Anyways, okay, impatience. Impatience is number three. We are going to get through this. But top three, impatience. You want microwave results. You don't want to do the work. You don't want to wait. You want it now. You're sick of waiting. You're done waiting. And you're praying to God going, Lord, I want this. I need this. I have to have this. Why are you not giving it to me? Is what is going through that brain of yours. Being an entrepreneur is tough. It's hard. You have to be patient. You are not going to be an overnight success. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen that way. It doesn't. And for those that it has happened to, awesome. Great. I'm so happy for you. But honestly, it's not common. It's not common at all. So you have to be patient. You have to trust and fully surrender it to God to know that it's in His hands. You're doing the work. You're showing up. You have that clarity. You have the vision. You're holding complete faith and giving it to God. That is the number three reason. We are, as I say, crockpot entrepreneurs. We have to be patient because we know everything is happening for us. Everything is happening to us, but we have to be patient. We have to wait. So I'm going to end this now, but I want to know, are you dealing with a lack of clarity, indecision, or impatience? If that is any of the struggles that you are having right now, and I would love to get through this with you because I want to see you succeed. If this is a strong desire that God placed on your heart, I want to work through it with you. I want to see you succeed. I want you to be able to, you know, wake up proud of yourself and confident in yourself every single day to walk out that door with just knowing that today is going to be an amazing, incredible day and not having to see the results to know that. Because I wake up every single day and I'm like, today's going to be an amazing day. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have given to me, that you will give to me. And I just thank you for today. I thank you for a new day. And I just carry on with my day. I want you to wake up with that fierce confidence to know that everything is working out for you in His divine timing, and it's on its way to you.